Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're already holding on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We are up to Amar Rav Papa. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a statement of Rav Papa relating to what we've just been talking about the Romans taking over and the Jewish people being partners with the Romans, etc., and how the history works out. So Amar Rav Papa, Yitayi Ha'atan V'leyad Prata Kamahavi. If a Tana who taught this price is not sure what year it is right now, he knows only how many hundreds of years it's been since the Churban, but he doesn't know the 10 column and the 1 column. It is within that century. He knows, let's say, we're in the 3rd century post-Churban, but he doesn't know if it's the 20th year of that 3rd century post-Churban or the 21st year. So what should he do to figure it out? So L'shayli L'safri Kamaksiv. He should ask a sofer who writes Gittin and Shtaros of other sorts, who normally counts from the Malchus Yavan, what his 10 column and 1 column looks like in whatever century it is that he's counting from the Malchus Yavan. And then Vinitfi Alayu Esrin Shnin, he should add another 20 years to that number that he's told, Umashkechle Luchumre, and then he'll find his proper number, meaning he'll find what the number is since the time of the Churban. V'simanach, and the way to remember how many years he has to add in order to get the right number is to keep in mind the pasuk that Yaakov says to Lavan, Zeli Esrim Shana Beveisecha, that it's 20 years in your house, as a remez, that by adding 20 years to the number that he's given by the people who write shtaros, he'll be able to figure out how many years it's been since the Churban. Itai Safra, if a guy who's writing shtaros doesn't know, he knows what century he's in since the beginning of Malchus Yavan, but he doesn't know how many years within that century it is, so you could go the reverse. Neshayli l'tana kamachash, if he should ask a tana how he cheshbins the Churban Abayis, v'nivtzar minayu esrin shenin, and he should subtract 20 years from that, mashkach l'chumre, and then he'll find his answer. V'simanayich safra b'tzira tana tosva'a, and the way to remember which one subtracts and which one adds is that a sofer writes the Torah based on a Masorah with some missing letters, and the tana adds more halach. So that teaches us that the sofer does less and the Tana does more. So main point over here is that there's a 20-year discrepancy in the tens and singles column of how many years it's been since Malchus Yavan and how many years it's been since the Churban Abayis. It's centuries off, but assuming that they know the centuries, there's a 20-year discrepancy in the other two columns. So the Gemara brings a brisa that Rav Papa says something similar. Tanan de'Elio, Sheish Salafim Shana Havei Olam. The world exists or will exist for 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Tohu. 2,000 of those years is considered tohu, emptiness, that the Torah wasn't given yet, and therefore it's totally empty, it's desolate. Shnei alafim Torah. The following 2,000 years are Torah, and it's not yet ra'ui to be Yemos HaMashiach, but the Torah was given, and that was what keeps the world going. Shnei alafim, the 2,000 years after that, Yemos HaMashiach, or considered to be the days of Mashiach. Bavonaseinu sharabu yatzamein mashiyatzamein. And halavai, it would have been great if Mashiach would be here already, but because of our sins, so many of those years have already passed, with Mashiach still not being here. Shnei alafim Torah me'emas. So these 2,000 years of Torah, when do we begin counting them? Ine mimatan Torah dahashta. If it's from Matan Torah until 4,000 years to Briyas Olam lekukulei hai, it's actually not a full 2,000 years. Dechima einesbu, because when you go and do the math, trei alfi prati dahai alfa hudavai, it's 2,000 years and plus more, which is another 448 years in the third millennia, because Matan Torah was in the year 2,448 from the Briyas Olam. So Matan Torah until the end of the Elef Haravi'i is not a full 2,000 years. Till the end of the fourth millennium, it's not a full 2,000 years. It is only 1,552 years. So how do you cheshbon 2,000 years of Torah? Ella, so you have to say, Miva Esenefesh Hasharas Ubacharon, that you begin the 2,000 years of Torah from Avram Avinu and Sarai Imenu, spreading Torah to the masses. Ugemiri, the Avram Bayishai Tabar Chamishin Vetartiava. Avram at that stage was 52 years old. Kama batran miditani tana, how many years are missing from the 2,000 years of Torah that the Tana mentioned? Arba mea va'arba'im utmanya shnin havya. It is 448 years that are missing. Ki ma'ayinus bay, when you look and you analyze, mea nefesh rasu b'charan, to count from the time that Avram Avinu was 52 and was being makariv people in Charan, ad matan Torah, until matan Torah, it's exactly arba mea va'arba'im utmanya shnin havya. It is 448 years. So that's how we get the 2,000 years of Torah, from when Avram Avinu was 52 years old until the end of the fourth millennia. Amar Rav Papa, Itai Tana v'leyada prata kama havi, and it's on that brisa that Rav Papa teaches that if a Tana makes a mistake and he's not or isn't sure how many years have passed from Yemos HaMashiach, and he only knows which century it is within the millennia, but he doesn't know the 10 column or the 1 column, how many, what year they're in. So l'shaili l'safra kama ksiv, he should ask a sofer what he writes in Shtaros within that century when he's counting from the Malchus Yavan, Vinitvi alayu arban vitamani, and he could add 48 more years. Umashka chayil chumre, then he'll come to his answer. Vesimanach, and the way to remember how many years he has to add in order to arrive at his number is what it says by the Ariel Avim, where it says arbaim mishmona ir. That number 48 comes up by the Ariel Avim, that there are 48 cities of Levim. The Tai Safra, and if it's the reverse, if it's a sofer that doesn't know, he knows what century he's in from Malchus Yavan, but he doesn't know what year it is. So what he should do is Nishailu Litana Kamakatani. He should ask a Tana how many years it's been since Priyas Ha'olam, Vinivtsar Minayhu, and he should subtract from the tens and singles column, Arbaim Ushmona, 48 years. Umashkech El Chumri, and he'll get his answer. Visimanayich, Safra Betzira, Tana Tosfa'a. And the way to remember is Safra Betzira and Tana Tosfa'a. So, main point over here is that there's a 48 year. Well, first main point is that the world is going to be 6,000 years, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of. 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Then, main point is that there's a 48-year discrepancy in the tens and ones column between the Malchus Yavan and the Brias HaOlam. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Amar Rav Huna, Perei de Rav Yehoshua.